Hi, everybody from Streamline Publishing and the Radio and Television Business Report. Welcome to another exciting and informative Hispanic radio podcast. Hola, buenos dias. My name is Adam R. Jacobson. I'm the editor-in-chief here at RBR.com, and this Hispanic radio podcast is distributed every week. We produce exciting, informative podcasts that are distributed by our partners at Radio Inc. and HispanicAd.com. We thank them very much for spreading the gospel, if you will, about the power of Hispanic radio and why it is such a great value proposition, not only for a company looking to maybe turn a station in their cluster around that's underperforming, but also for the Hispanic community and the advertiser that really has a strong ROI opportunity. Win-win for everybody. Hey, today we're going to be going to the city of Philadelphia, and we're speaking with Mark Guralnick. He is the vice president and regional manager for La Mega Nation, that is based at WEMG AM 1310 and FM translator 105.7 in the city of Brotherly Love and across the Delaware Valley. It is the market's primary Spanish language radio station. Welcome to the Hispanic Radio Podcast, Mark.
Thank you, Adam. Thanks for having me.
Now, I have to say that I see the branding Mega Nation, and that appears to be something new. So I'm wondering, is this and does this imply other frequencies or perhaps a national rollout on some app or something, you know, something a lot bigger than what it actually is? What's going on here?
So the owner, Mike Sciori, bought La Mega in May of 2016. And the goal here was to dominate the Hispanic market in Philadelphia and then grow throughout their region and beyond. So that's how sort of La Mega Nation morphed into not just 105.7, but we've sort of been on track with our two additional markets that we've added. And that's how we got to La Mega Nation. We want to dominate the Hispanic market in this mm-hmm. region and beyond.
And the two other signals, aside from those really over central Philadelphia and Northeast Philly being the heritage Hispanic area in the market, you have a signal serving Atlantic City and another one in Vineland in New Jersey. Now, from my basic knowledge, these are Hispanic hubs of southern New Jersey that are part of the Philadelphia DMA. So, you know, how have these three signals really come together to provide something that hasn't really been available otherwise to those that seek programming in their native language or perhaps programming in a language that they prefer to use while they also use Spanish every day and English as well?
So, yeah, by growing the Mega brand, which obviously is a dominant heritage brand here in the Philadelphia market, we wanted to take that to the region who knows La Mega, who uses our streaming app to listen to us when they're not our signal area. We wanted to take it to their hometown. And so we did that first in Atlantic City, which we launched in September of 2017, where we simulcasted La Mega here to Atlantic City. The Atlantic City market is a big Hispanic population, so it was our first move. And then Mike bought a station in Millville, Vineland, New Jersey, where, again, the Hispanic population is about a third of the population being Hispanic and growing. Mm-hmm. It was good for our mega brand to be able to simulcast to those two markets and be able to provide our advertisers with regional buys and really dominate the Hispanic market. So it's just a win for everybody, for our listeners, mm-hmm. to be engaged with that mega brand and feel like it's in their hometown.
The Philadelphia market has certainly seen a lot of changes with respect to Hispanic radio. I can recall just right after I had left Radio and Records and was making a transition into Hispanic marketing and advertising, a lot of noise coming out of the region because iHeartMedia had taken a big signal FM and decided to put a tropical format on named Rumba. Less than a year later, in May 2007, that station switched to alternative, which is what's on the air today. So let me ask you, Mark, was that a perhaps premature move or did it actually give credibility to what Mega had already been doing to serve the Hispanic community, something that Mega is still doing today and had been doing for 8 years prior to iHeart.
Yeah, so you're right, Adam. Even back in 2007, obviously before my time here, Mega had a stronghold on the community, the listeners. So I imagine it certainly must have contributed to their switch. I can't speak to their ratings or revenue, but sure, it certainly gives us a lot of credibility to what Mega was doing even back then.
Right.
Like you said, even 9 years into it, the station had become a heritage format and ingrained in the community.
And the Mega name really dates to 1998 when a guy named Alfredo Alonso, who many people in Hispanic media are very familiar with, purchased WEMG-AM well before the FM translator came on. So Mega has some unique heritage in the market. How can you compare, if you can at all, since you weren't at the station, at least Philadelphia in 1998 compared to today when it comes to the Delaware Valley Latino population?
Yeah, so when you go back to somewhere around 98, the population, the Latino population, probably just under 100,000, where today it's nearly a 500,000 and 10% of the market. So certainly everything is much, much bigger. And from a station standpoint, our ratings, our revenue, our events, our everything is full multiplied. For example, the Hispanic Fiesta, which Mega has been a part of for many, many years, started as a one-day festival at a smaller venue in Philadelphia. And in July, it's grown to, we now do the event at Penn's Landing, which is a pretty famous landmark here in Philadelphia. And it's a two-day event, and we had a record 65,000 people who came from all over the region. And obviously, with the help of our Atlantic City and Vineland stations, you know, that's part of the reason we did this is to grow everything, our ratings, our revenue, our events. And so far, we've been able to do that really well, serve our communities, our listeners, our advertisers in the region. Everything is bigger.
Country of origin, or at least Hispanic heritage, is something that more and more advertisers and marketers are looking at in terms of getting really granular with the data. Where has the growth come from in the Hispanic community in the greater Philadelphia area? Is it Puerto Rico? Is it Mexico? Is there one nation in particular that's sticking out?
So for us, we had, after Hurricane Maria, we did have a lot of Puerto Ricans that came to the area and are still coming to the area. So there's been tremendous growth there. And, you know, primarily this radio station, tropical format in this region, our listenership is about 70% from Puerto Rico. And so, yeah, we love it, and it's been growing and continues to grow.
And again, just speaking to my own knowledge of the Hispanic market, that is a big difference from 25 years ago when I was a young, fresh out of college staffer at Hispanic Magazine, and I had done a cover story about the changing Hispanic marketplace and wrote about a Mexican-American family in Northeast Philly. So while that population is still there and still present, there's been a lot of growth that marketers and advertisers across the U.S. should definitely take a look at. Mark, just out of curiosity, I'm pretty sure that Guralnik is not a Latino surname. So how did you first get involved in Hispanic radio, and why are you in it today?
Good question. So I was at an event several years ago, and I ran into a high school friend who I haven't seen in since high school, which is, without dating myself, over 30 years ago. We were just catching up, and he was asking me what I was doing. I told him I'd been in the radio industry for the last, at the time, 27 years or so, and I was the CEO of Mainline Broadcasting, which was just sold, and that I was looking for my next opportunity. He was in the insurance business, and he told me that he has a client that he said did something in Spanish radio, but he wasn't exactly sure, so he sort of connected me and Mike, the owner, and we met. Hit it off. I loved his vision of dominating the Hispanic market here in Philadelphia and then growing that out throughout the region and beyond. And he ended up buying La Mega and brought me in to run it.
And here we are today, competing directly against what? Literally what? WHATAM and an FM translator at 99.9, which appears to be a Latin urban station. Other than that, I think that there's just a lot of listening to English language radio. Perhaps there's some online streams that come into play. But when it comes to really tackling the Philadelphia market, you certainly have some interesting value propositions to both the listeners and the advertisers, and you do have that FM translator. When did the FM translator for your station, Mega, come into play, and how important and vital has that really been?
That was in, I believe it was August of 2015, and it certainly did have a lot to do with the continued success that, you know, Mega always had the brand, the heritage, and then to be able to switch over and be on the FM dial was certainly big, and we've done a really good job of significantly, even from when we launched in 15 on the FM frequency, being able to grow our ratings significantly on this heritage brand, which, you know, being in the format for 18 years or so, it's hard to grow ratings. We were able to do that substantially. So it was definitely a great move and been rewarding for all of us.
I'm sure that the last two autumns have been pretty good for your radio station as well, because you are the Hispanic broadcast home of the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, although they won't be going back to the Super Bowl in 2019. Certainly last year's season must have been a pretty fun partnership and rewarding for the Hispanic listeners as well. What can you say about that relationship?
Oh, for sure. It's been wonderful. Like you said, last year was the year we finally got our Super Bowl. And we're the exclusive home of the Eagles broadcast in Spanish, and it's on our entire network, thanks to you finally as well. We were really proud of that. Although we didn't get the Super Bowl this year, it was almost as exciting. Adam, I'm not sure. Rick Ricardo, he does our play-by-play for the Eagles in Spanish.
Yes.
And so his call from the Bears-Eagles game 2 weeks ago with the missed field goal went viral. And when I say viral, this wasn't just in the Hispanic community. This was nationwide general market. It was on ESPN, NFL Network, Good Day Philadelphia, CNN. Everyone was playing the No Senor clip. Snoop Dogg posted on his social media, had over 2 million views. It gave us a lot of exposure, as you know, this is where this call originated on Mega, on the Mega network. And we're proud of it. It was a great season. And hopefully next year we get the Super Bowl again.
So, speaking of next year, what does the future hold for Latin media in Philadelphia and for Mega in particular?
I think it's really bright. We, you know, in the radio market specifically, there's over $200 million in radio that's spent in the general market. We've done a really good job of showing the value of the Hispanic community to our advertisers. And the Hispanic community this year is going to spend over $6 billion. So when you put that together with the fastest growing segment of the population, you know, we've been able to see double-digit revenue growth. Locally, ratings, significant growth, and we're really excited about the future, and I'm really proud of our entire staff, as for the second straight year, we were nominated for the Medina State Cortez Station of the Year Award, so I think the future is really bright for us here at La Mega.
And you mentioned something that I was going to get to, so congratulations on that. Yes, indeed, a Station of the Year finalist for a 2018 Medallas de Cortez Award, and they are going to be presented at the Hispanic Radio Conference, perhaps the best spring break destination and learning opportunity combined that anyone in the radio industry could consider. It's March 12th and 13th, and you can register now at HispanicRadioConference.com. Also, the home for all of the most recent podcasts that I've been able to put together. And on that note, want to say thank you to our guest today, Mark Guralnick from La Mega in Philadelphia. He's the vice president and regional manager there. And you can listen to La Mega in the region on AM 1310 and 105.7 FM in Philadelphia, and in Atlantic City at 101.3, and in nearby Vineland at 103.3. You also have a website. What is that URL, sir?
That's lamega105.7.com.
Well, with that, this is Adam R. Jacobson from Hollywood. Want to say again, thank you to Mark, and thank you to our distribution partners at Radio Inc. and HispanicAd.com. And again, want to learn more about the power of Hispanic radio? No better place than the Hispanic Radio Conference, celebrating its 10th event in Miami, March 2018. The dates, March 12th and 13th, and it's at the Intercontinental in Doral, conveniently located right next to Miami International Airport. With that, have a great day, and thanks for listening.